Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Wall Street is bracing for a lower opening with uncertainty over tariffs with China. And a new tariff takes effect today on imported kitchen cabinets, furniture, and lumber. A survey finds 32% of small businesses had job openings they could not fill last month, couldn't find qualified people. Day 14, government shutdown, no talks planned, no end in sight. President Trump back in Washington after celebrating the hostages' release in Israel. There's already a snag.
Most of the deceased hostages were not returned as expected. The bodies of 28 people were supposed to be released by Hamas, those killed over the course of the war, including two Americans, Omar Neutra and Itai Chen. But only four have been handed back so far to be identified and buried by their families.
ABC's Ian Panel in Tel Aviv. Five Palestinians were shot dead today by Israeli forces who say they got too close. This is ABC News. Catholic Mass is down in the Chicago diocese, says the Cardinal Blaise Supich, particularly in Latino communities, because he says people are afraid to come out. The Cardinal says the administration's aggressive tactics on immigrants are unnecessary and intolerable.
Their dignity as parents must be taken into account before they are ripped away in full sight from their children, who are now citizens, and hauled away as criminals.
Cardinal calling it very sad that they're also afraid to go to grocery stores or get medical help. Malaysia's foreign minister is saying today that President Trump is expected to attend the signing of the ceasefire between Thailand and Cambodia this month during the ASEAN summit in Kuala Lumpur. Also, the U.S. is preparing to send tens of billions to Argentina to help the struggling financial system. Word the Prince and Princess of Wales are making a surprise visit to Northern Ireland today. Well, it was a surprise. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Over in Sawyer County, a man with a history of arson was arrested on Friday. According to the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, the suspect, 30-year-old Thomas Olson of Birchwood, was arrested in connection with multiple business and residential fires that occurred in the Sawyer County area over the past year. Some of the structures were deemed total losses, while others received extensive damage following the fires. The arrest comes after a nearly year-long investigation into a series of structure fires that began in November of 2024. Olson was arrested on multiple felony counts of arson of buildings and is currently being held in the Sawyer County Jail awaiting a bail hearing. Thursday from 1:45 to 2:45 p.m., there's homeschool and virtual learning pumpkin decorating over at the First Presbyterian Church in Phillips. Registration is required. Just call the Phillips Public Library or stop at the front desk to get signed up. Supplies and a light snack will be provided. That number for calling the library is 715-339-2868. Once again, this is taking place Thursday from 1:45 to 2:45 p.m. over at 144 North Avon Avenue in Phillips. If you live in agriculture country, which most of us do, you're probably aware of some rough roads. Now's your chance to call attention to them. Melissa Kay explains.
It's harvest season in Wisconsin, and that means more agricultural traffic on the roads. Along with drivers needing to be aware of these slow-moving vehicles, you can help in other ways. If you notice roads that are in need of repair because of agricultural traffic, you can reach out to your local government officials to remind them that now is the time to apply for funding through the State Agriculture Roads Improvement Program, or ARIP. The application period opened on Monday, October 6th, and the deadline for submissions is 5 p.m. on December 15th. There's $150 million in grant funds included in this ARIP program in the 2025-27 state budget.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Marthala Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 2 of the NLCS coming up tonight here at American Family Field. The Dodgers winning a close one last night, 2-1. Milwaukee finally scoring in the bottom of the ninth off a Jackson Chourio sacrifice fly. The Brewers loading the bases with two outs, but Bryce Tarang struck out swinging at a high fastball. Christian Yelich after the game.
You know, once we kind of got some traffic out there and put some good at-bats together late and we gave ourselves a chance, you know, we were one swing away from kind of stealing that thing and, you know, made it interesting at the end. Obviously, wish we could have pulled it out, but, you know, we knew the series was going to be a battle. It was going to be a lot of close games. You know, this one didn't go our way, but we still got a long way to go.
NFL, the Packers begin for their trip to Arizona to play the Cardinals. On Sunday, Lucas Van Ness was carted off the field with a foot injury after sacking Bengals quarterback Joe Flacco and had an MRI.
We definitely avoided something serious, but how long he'll be out remains to be seen.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wants state citizens to know that tree and shrub seedling sales from state nurseries are now underway for spring planting 2026. More details when we return, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Welcome back. Your Wisconsin DNR is now accepting seedling orders for trees and shrubs to be planted in spring 2026. Wisconsin Forest Nurseries have provided high-quality, native tree seedlings appropriate for planting across the Badger State for more than 100 years. Seedlings from state nurseries are used for reforestation and conservation plantings on private, industrial, and public lands. Any tree seedlings that get planted will also get Wisconsin closer to its Trillion Trees pledge of planting 100 million trees across the state by the year 2030. A minimum order consists of a packet of 300 trees or shrubs in increments of 100 each per species. Youth groups and educational organizations can also purchase seedlings for their conservation planting projects. Place your seedling orders via the online form at the DNR website. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Ordering Tree and Shrub Seedlings. Some species are in short supply, and there's always big demand. Plant some trees next spring by getting your order in now. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Northwoods Weather. Other Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy and a high around 57. Rain is likely tonight. We'll see a low around 38, becoming mostly sunny on Wednesday, a high of 57. Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely with a high near 60. Currently 33 degrees.
For me, it happens all the time. It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call, but I lost all control and I need you now. And I don't know how I can do without. I just need you now.
Another shot of whiskey, can't stop looking at the door. Wishing you come sweet. Could two people ask for laying here in love beneath the stars? Now this is where I want to raise my kids, just the way my mom and daddy did. I was born country, and that's what I love.
like the rivers and the woodlands wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love.
Stand by.
Okay. Are you ready?
Hey, how's your morning going?
98Q Country.
Second wind, turning these doubles into nothing, trying to drown something burning down in my chest. It's beating me black and blue, like only goodbye will do. Wish I could just drop it, but I got a problem, and it ain't even you. Nah, it ain't even you. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, even not feeling. Rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take it this hard. But damn, this hard. It's like a never felt it, nothing I can tell it. It's dragging me through hell and back again. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, even not feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take you this hard. Damn this hard. Damn this hard. It's beating me black and blue, like only goodbye will do. Wish I could just drop it, but I got a problem. And it ain't even you, no it ain't even you. Everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, even not feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just was what it was. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take it this hard.
There goes Corey Kent.
Damn,
98Q Country. We got some birthdays. If you have one, birthday anniversary, let us know about it. We'll get to those at 8:30 this morning. We're going to chat a little bit about your money with Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants. And we're going to talk a little Logger football a little bit after 9 o'clock, wrapping up their season this past Friday. All that ahead. Birthdays, anniversaries at 715-762-3221. Here's Alan Jackson, 98Q Country.
It was painted red, the stripe was white, it was 18 feet from the bow to the stern light. Second hand from a dealer in Atlanta, I rode up with Daddy when he went there to get her. Put on a shine, put on a motor, built out of love, made for the water. Ran her for years till a transom got rotten. A piece of my childhood that'll never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat, the 75 Johnson with electric choke. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn her sharp knife, make it whine. He'd say, you can't beat the way an old wood boat rides. Just a little lake across the Alabama line, but I was king of the ocean when Daddy let me drive. Just an old half-ton short bed Ford my uncle bought new in 64. Daddy got it right, cause the engine was smoking. Couple of burnt valves and he had it going. He'd let me drive her, we'd haul off a load down a dirt strip where we'd dump trash off a thick pen road. I'd sit up in the seat and stretch my feet out to the pedals, smiling like a hero that just received his medal. It was just an old hand-me-down Ford with 3-speed on the column and a dent in the door. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would press that clutch and I'd keep it right. He'd say, a little slower, son, you're doing just fine. Just a dirt road with trash on each side, but I was Mario Andretti when Daddy let me drive. I'm grown up now, 3 daughters of my own. I let them drive my old Jeep across the pasture at our home. Maybe one day they'll reach back in their file and pull out that old memory and think of me and smile and say, it's just an old worn out Jeep, rusty old floorboards, hot on my feet. A young girl, 2 hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And he'd say, turn it left and steer it right. Straighten up, girl, now you're doing just fine. Just a little valley by the river where we'd ride, but I was high on a mountain when Daddy let me drive. Daddy let me drive. Oh, he let me drive. She's just an old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson with electric choke.
Good morning!
I wake up with you guys. I go to bed with you too. Ooh. Don't tell my boyfriend.
98Q Country.
Kick the dust up.
They're making that money grow. Tractors, plows with flashing lights, backing up a 2-lane road. They take one last lap around. That sun up high goes down. And then it's on, come on, girl, kick it on back. Z71 like a Cadillac. We go way out where there ain't nobody. Get on up, fill your cup up, let's tear it up, up, and kick the dust up.
Kick the dust up, kick the dust up.
Bar downtown, they got a line of people way out the door.
$10 drinks that's packed inside. I don't know what they're waiting for. Got me a jar full of clear. And I got that music for your ear. And it's like knock, knock, knock goes the diesel. If you really want to see the beautiful people, we go away. Let's back it on up. Fill your cup up. Let's tear it up, up. And kick the dust up. Come on. Just follow me down neath the 32 bridge. Y'all'll be glad you did. Kick it. We go way out.
Luke Bryan.
Back it on up. Fill your cup up. That's what's up, up. Let's kick the dust up.
Luke Bryan at 98Q, 27 after 8. Birthdays in a moment if you got somebody, birthday or anniversary. Belated. If you forgot them yesterday, we got you covered. Give us a call, 715-762-3221. Couple. That's 762-3221. A couple times a month, we talk about your health. So let's do that with North Lakes Community Clinic. We have massage therapist Tracy Davis and Dr. Christie joining us this morning from North Lakes. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, today we're going to talk about a very common thing this time of the year is we're out and about and pulling up the perennials and raking the leaves and all that stuff and the old back pain, right? The old back pain. And that can haunt us sometimes. There's nothing more debilitating, I don't think, than back pain because it just makes everything difficult, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
All right. All right. Well, let's talk about some of the more common things, I guess. Maybe the whys, first of all, is why is that darn lower back always causing us problems, it seems like?
Well, those lumbar paraspinal muscles, the quadratus lumborum, and we have the glutes in there. Those muscles tend to just get really tight because they're overworked, but they're probably on everybody's mind. Just doing a lot of repetitive activity, and you know, we probably don't give them as much attention as we should, as far as stretching appropriately and using good body mechanics. And so those muscles are the first ones that often get strained, sprained.
Yeah,
see that a lot during this time of year. And a lot of times, you know, most of us are, you know, one side dominant, let's say, and you know, so between raking leaves and you know, doing a lot of repetitive bending and twisting, we often work one side of the body, but we forget that we need to work the other side just as equal.
Yeah,
that way they both end up wearing the same, and we don't have so much muscle tension built up on one side of the body versus the other.
Right, and stretching is, we just can't stress the importance of that, right?
Absolutely,
yeah. My wife always says that we go for a walk, and she'll say, no, be sure to stretch before you sit down. I just said, I just did. We walked 2 miles. What are you talking about? But you do need stretch before and after, right? Some stuff like that?
Absolutely, yes. Any stretching you can do before and after would absolutely be helpful.
Yeah.
Preventing things like that.
Yeah. And Tracy, you being a massage therapist, I'm sure lower back pain is probably something, a very common thing that people come for, right?
Correct. And sometimes it's not coming from the low back. Sometimes it's coming from the glutes or the quads. And if they're tight, it tips your pelvis forward or backward, causing the strain right at that belt line.
Yeah.
So when you're doing a lot of squatting because you're trying to pick up the boulders or pick up the perennials, I mean, a lot of times that back pain's coming from the tight quads or the IT bands.
All right. All right. So, Dr. Christie, if someone suffers or listening right now and they say, oh, every day I get up, I can hardly get out of bed, I can't stretch, I can give us a couple of tips. Give us something that maybe just that you see a lot that has success to help people out a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. The biggest thing is, you know, that I can tell people to take home is, you know, do some gentle stretching before you get up first thing in the morning. You know, just even bringing your knees up to your chest, one leg and then the other. Just doing a couple little side-to-side stretches, kind of letting the legs fall to one side versus the other. Just doing some gentle stretching before getting up in the morning, that can be really helpful. And then just, you know, trying to stay active, you know, do some light walking. It doesn't have to be anything excessive. Any stretching, if you have a foam roller, you know, if you've got a tennis ball at home, those tend to work really good too. Put it inside of a sock, lean it up against the wall, and just kind of do a gentle mobilization with the spine and the legs, and that's one way to kind of get going with that.
Yeah. And I would guess with a lot of people on the phones and computers and stuff, too, I find here at work, about a year ago, we kind of changed our studio, and I was just leaning a different way. I was just leaning, and all of a sudden, my back started hurting. I was like, what's going on? And then my body got strong because I still do it, but the muscles got stronger. But stuff like that, leaning into the computer, the phone and stuff like that, we're doing that for sometimes hours and hours, and that can contribute to some of that stuff, too, right?
100%. Absolutely. Posture is everything. So yeah. If you can, you know, whether you're working at a computer, you know, just take a couple of minutes to reset, do some gentle stretching, make sure that your eyes track to the top third of your computer screen. Those things can be very helpful.
All right. Remember when our mom and grandma always used to say, sit up straight, sit up straight. You say, whatever, mom, whatever, dad. But that's there's something to be said, especially as we get older, right, Dr. Christie, to just be aware of just, you know, shoulders, get that shoulders back and just be aware of your posture, right? Because the body, because of gravity, just sometimes wants to just shrink a little bit, right?
Absolutely. And it's hard, too, because, like, everything's in front of us. We drive, we eat, we text, so it's so easy to fall in those bad habits because we're in those positions for such a long time that sometimes it's nice to, like, expand the chest and stretch everything out.
Yeah, yeah. For every action, there has to be the reaction, right? It has to be the other way. If you're this way for 15 minutes so long, you got to flex the other way, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. All right. Well, folks have any questions, they can reach out North Lakes at 762-2950. Dr. Christie or massage therapist Tracy Davis. Tracy, people coming in probably still have their rakes in their hand, probably just walk right in and say, help, help, right?
Very, very much so. And with them, if they just need to see me once, great. If they need to do it several times, it's up to them. They try to, you know, people for massage are in the driver's seat when it comes to how frequently they need it. And people, you know, tend to know their bodies. Sometimes people are just like, I just need this kink out once and don't see me again until next fall. Or sometimes they need to see me for a few more times. So it's up to them.
All right, very good. 715-762-2950, North Lakes Community Clinic right there in downtown Park Falls. Don't be haunted by back pain, right? See how timely we are there, right?
Yes.
All right, Dr. Christie, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Tracy, likewise, have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
You betcha. All right. North Lakes Community Clinic, they're right there in downtown Park Falls. They'll help you out, chiropractic care, massage therapy, and much, much more. We'll get to those birthdays, anniversaries, after our twice an hour news and sports update. It's 8:34.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Wall Street is bracing for a lower opening with uncertainty over tariffs with China. And a new tariff takes effect today on imported kitchen cabinets, furniture, and lumber. A survey finds 32% of small businesses had job openings they could not fill last month, couldn't find qualified people. Day 14, government shutdown, no talks planned, no end in sight. President Trump back in Washington after celebrating the hostages' release in Israel. There's already a snag.
Most of the deceased hostages were not returned as expected. The bodies of 28 people were supposed to be released by Hamas, those killed over the course of the war, including two Americans, Omar Neutra and Itai Chen. but only four have been handed back so far to be identified and buried by their families.
ABC's Ian Panel in Tel Aviv. Five Palestinians were shot dead today by Israeli forces who say they got too close. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, or the WEDC, is now accepting applications for its Fabrication Laboratories, also known as Fab Labs, grant program, which provides funding to help public schools build or expand Fab Labs. The grant program supports hands-on science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, also known as STEAM education, by assisting public school districts with equipment purchases for instructional and educational purposes in Fab Labs. The WEDC's investment in the program puts Fab Labs within reach for schools that might otherwise not have the financial means to install such facilities. The WEDC will provide grants of up to $25,000 to public school districts, or up to $50,000 to consortiums of two or more districts, for the creation and/or expansion of Fab Labs. The minimum grant amount is $10,000. For this year's funding cycle, applicants are being asked to match 50% of the amount of grant funds requested. For example, if a district is requesting a grant of $25,000, the district must provide a match of at least $12,500. The funds may be used to purchase equipment used for instructional and educational purposes by elementary, middle, junior high, or high school students. The WEDC is allocating $250,000 this fiscal year and anticipates awarding 10 grants. Recipients will be announced in spring of 2026. These grants will be awarded on a non-competitive first-come, first-served basis, with applicants evaluated on application completeness, evidence of readiness and long-range planning, curriculum, business and community partnerships, financial need, and previous awards. More information on the program, including application details, can be found at wedc.org/fablabs. The deadline to apply is January 15th. Tomorrow, Wednesday, October 15th, you're invited out to the last Park Falls Farmers Market of the season. This will be taking place at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., and there you'll find locally grown Brussels sprouts, a variety of winter squash, spaghetti squash, pie and carving pumpkins, eggplant, onions, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, and a variety of other vegetables, alongside farm-fresh eggs and an assortment of jellies, jams, pickles, and salsa. You'll also find locally produced maple syrup and honey, alongside freeze-dried produce, and a variety of baked goods. That's only a very small variety of what's currently at the farmer's market, so you're invited out to once again what is the last week for the market and the last chance to use your WIC and senior market coupons. Most vendors accept Quest cards, EBT, WIC and senior market coupons, and the Park Falls Farmer's Market is a member of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce and therefore also accepts Chamber Bucks. They have also partnered with Aspirus and their fruit and vegetable prescription program. Eat healthy, shop local, and meet the people who produce your food. Once again, you're invited out to the last Park Falls Farmers Market of the season, which is taking place tomorrow, Wednesday, October 15th, at Christ Servant Lutheran Church off of Highway 13 in Park Falls from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Medicare open enrollment begins Wednesday, October 15th. Joanne Krulitz shares tips on how to protect yourself when enrolling.
When taking part in open enrollment, consumers should beware of scammers. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Enrollees or their family members may want help navigating the open enrollment process and choosing the right plan for their circumstances.
There are unsolicited requests that should be avoided when dealing with Medicare open enrollment.
Scammers and dishonest actors often try to take advantage of older consumers during the same period by impersonating Medicare and asking for their Medicare account information and selling unnecessary or fraudulent health products or services.
Michelle Reinen says that there are trusted resources to utilize to avoid any issues caused by suspected scammers.
Instead of clicking links in emails, texts, or online ads and pop-ups, consumers always need to visit Medicare's website by typing in the address directly themselves or calling the phone number on the back of their Medicare card.
If you are a victim of a Medicare enrollment scam or any scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Martholar Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 2 of the NLCS coming up tonight here at American Family Field. The Dodgers winning a close one last night, 2-1. Milwaukee finally scoring in the bottom of the ninth off a Jackson Chourio sacrifice fly. The Brewers loading the bases with two outs, but Bryce Tarang struck out swinging at a high fastball. Christian Yelich after the game.
You know, once we kind of got some traffic out there and put some good at-bats together late and we gave ourselves a chance, you know, we were one swing away from kind of stealing that thing and, you know, made it interesting at the end. Obviously, wish we could have pulled it out, but, you know, we knew the series was going to be a battle. It was going to be a lot of close games. You know, this one didn't go our way, but we still got a long way to go.
NFL, the Packers begin for their trip to Arizona to play the Cardinals. On Sunday, Lucas Van Ness was carted off the field with a foot injury after sacking Bengals quarterback Joe Flacco and had an MRI.
We definitely avoided something serious, but how long he'll be out remains to be seen.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Don't miss the Price County Senior Living Expo, October 14th from noon to 6 at the Phillips Municipal Building. Explore 30-plus booths, including the Aging and Disability Resource Center, where staff can share services and resources. Public Health will offer flu shots, so bring your insurance card. At noon, enjoy live music from Red and Lisa Higgins and a free lunch from the Phillips Cafe, followed by presentations on fall prevention and Money Smart for older adults. Sponsored by Aspirus Health, Price County Health and Human Services, and the ADRC of the North.
Well, happy birthday anniversary. If this 14th day of October is a big one for you, you share your day with other celebrities like Lourdes Ciccone Leon. That is Madonna's daughter, with one-time boyfriend Carlos Leon. So Lourdes Ciccone Leon. Madonna's daughter is 29 today. Usher, the pop singer, 47 today. Natalie Maines, the solo Dixie Chick singer and guitarist. She, very notorious. Her 2003 criticism of President Bush was a big story back then when celebrities kind of didn't do that, but now they all do that. 51 for Natalie Maines, the old Dixie Chicks lady there. She's not old. I'm saying she old. You got it. Stephen A. Smith, the outspoken ESPN commentator. He's now, they say, the highest paid sports commentator. He's making some serious ching, and he's everywhere. He's everywhere on ESPN. He works for it, too. Stephen A. Smith, like him or not, he's like the modern-day Howard Cosell. Some people love him. Others just, like, can't stand him. That's how Howard was back in the day. 58 for Stephen A. Smith today. Isaac Mizrahi, the fashion designer TV host. Probably saying that wrong. He's 64. Harry Anderson, the night court guy. He was a judge in night court, 1952 born, passed in 2018. Ralph Lauren, fashion mogul, native of Bronx, New York, 86. Ralph Lauren, still going strong, still going anyway. Melba Montgomery, the one-time duet partner of George Jones. Melba Montgomery is 87 today. She could probably tell you some George Jones stories. Sir Roger Moore, one of the James Bond guys. He was knighted in England years ago, 1927. Sir Roger Moore passed away in 2017. John Wooden, legendary basketball coach in the NCAA with UCLA, won titles from 67 all the way through 73 every year. Born in 1910, John Wooden passed in 2010. And Dwight Eisenhower, five-star Army general in World War II. The man known as Ike, his campaign slogan, was, of course, I Like Mike. And then he served two terms as president of the United States. Dwight D. Eisenhower, born on this day, 1890. He passed back in 1969.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter, literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today. Looking to tackle a build or remodel this fall? Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is your complete building and hardware store. Gear up for the season by freshening walls with Hallman Lindsay paint or protecting your deck with PPG and flood stains. From lumber to paint, doors, windows, kitchen remodels, and tools, their experienced staff is ready to help you score big on your next project. Ron Ernst Lumber, family owned since 1971. Build strong from kickoff to the final whistle.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway, always community-minded, and this month, doing some great things. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard. We're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, new pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest, we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467, the number again is 762-2467.
Save big money on your bathroom update at Menards. Transform your bathroom with a stunning new vanity from Magic Woods. With over 100 options to choose from, our vanities combine contemporary style with durable materials. Find the ideal piece to create the bathroom you've always wanted. From stylish and elegant to simple and modern. Save big money on Magic Woods vanities at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Each Tuesday morning, we talk a little bit about your money. Let's get Matthew in here from Pioneer Financial Consultants to do just that. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Well, after that Brewer game last night, I'm a little bit confused. I don't think I know the rules of baseball. I'm just very confused. I know the Brewers lost, which makes me sad, but it was a crazy game.
It was, yeah, no doubt. Very few times I think I feel like I've watched a lot of baseball in my life, and very few times I see something I haven't seen before. Yeah. But I've not seen that double play before.
Yeah, we went from a grand slam to a double play in the snap of a finger.
Right, yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy. All right, let's talk about people's money here a little bit. What do we have for a topic today, Matt?
Yeah, so today, Joel, what I want to talk about is what happens to your time horizon at retirement. This is a conversation that comes up, especially as people start nearing retirement, and how do they manage risk and their investments. So I want to talk a little bit about that today.
Okay, very good. Let's dig in.
So in investing, time horizon refers to the amount of time you have to pursue a financial goal. Along with that goal and your risk tolerance, your time horizon is one of three key factors that typically can help determine the mix of investments in your portfolio. So kind of just generally speaking there, Joel, you know, when you talk about someone starting out in their 20s, they have a longer time horizon. They can be more aggressive.
Okay.
But in your early retirement saving years, your time horizon could be a strong advantage. The younger you are, the more time you may have to withstand market volatility and pursue an aggressive growth investment strategy. But as you enter retirement, however, your time horizon begins to take on a new meaning. Your investment strategy is no longer crafted to pursue a specific savings goal, but to balance different objectives. Understanding these objectives can help you shift your perspective from a single goal-based fixed time horizon to a multi-layered interrelated series of time periods. So I want to talk a little bit about those different objectives.
All right. I thought we were time traveling there for a second. That was a that was a lot of word, but I get what you're saying there. All right. We are kind of time traveling, I guess, when you think about
right,
it.
Right, yeah, yeah.
All right, very good. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
No. And so the first objective is your short-term objective or liquidity. The first objective is generally the need for liquidity. That is, how much cash you may need to keep in easily accessible, lower risk vehicles. You can start this assessment by determining the amount of income you'll need to meet life's basic necessities on a monthly or annual basis. After accounting for Social Security, Medicare, or other health insurance, any pension income or work-related earnings, and possible income from real estate and other sources, is there a gap?
All right.
And if so, how much and how often will you need to withdraw from your retirement savings to cover that gap? So this something, Joel, is a conversation we have in almost every meeting when someone's getting close to retirement or even into retirement is how much money do you need to pull from those retirement dollars to meet your needs?
Okay.
Next, consider the big picture. What are your plans over the next 1 to 3 years? Will you have any large expenses, such as buying a new vehicle, repairing a roof, or undergoing a major health procedure? Will you take any vacations or attend big events such as a wedding? Finally, how much do you want set aside for unexpected emergencies? General guidance suggests having at least 3 to 6 months of expenses in an easy-to-access savings vehicle, but the appropriate amount will depend on your unique situation and obviously some of those bigger expenses that you may or may not have planned.
Okay.
But considering all of these factors can help you determine how much to invest in short-term, lower-risk vehicles and set up a cash flow schedule designed to meet your shorter-term needs. And then, of course, Joel, there's the ongoing objective of managing market risk. The second objective is typically managing the risk associated with ongoing market volatility. Pre-retirees and retirees in particular face what's known as a sequence of returns risk. This refers to the risk that the financial markets could experience a large loss just before or in the early years of retirement, leaving you with a diminished nest egg to support your income needs. Moreover, throughout your retirement, your portfolio will likely continue to experience ups and downs. The objective is to manage investments in a way that strives to provide income while also helping to smooth out any bumps over time.
All right.
And then the long-term objective is sustainability. While market risk is one concern, longevity risk, or the chance that your savings won't last as long as you do, is yet another. The need to build a portfolio with lasting potential at a minimum to sustain your lifelong income needs, but also to leave a legacy if that is your goal, is perhaps the most important objective in a retirement portfolio. Consider designing an investment mix to pursue enough growth to help keep it sustainable as long as needed.
Okay.
And really, Joel, it comes down to a layered approach. One way to think about your retirement portfolio is as a series of layers that could work together to pursue all three objectives. The bottom layer would be comprised of short-term liquid vehicles designed to provide the cash flow needed for, say, 1 to 3 years. The middle layer would contain additional amounts needed within a decade or so and be made up of moderate risk vehicles that aim to provide a stream of income and help balance inevitable market volatility. And then the top layer, which would include the balance of your portfolio, would be designed to outpace inflation. Obviously, inflation has been a big topic of conversation over the last couple of years, and certainly a reason that we still want a portion of a portfolio maybe a little bit more aggressive is, of course, to keep up with inflation over time and pursue long-term growth. Striving for necessary sustainability. And over time, as one layer is depleted, it can be replenished by the next layer.
Okay. All right. Well, as we know, there's, as people near retirement, 5, 10 years away or whatever, we know one thing is for certain, that when they reach that 5, 10-year plateau, The cost of living probably won't be less than it is today, right?
Yeah, absolutely. As we certainly learned over the last few years, no doubt about that.
Yeah. The cost of that will continue to go up, and we just need to plan for it. And I mean, there's a lot of strategy that goes into it. Some people want to retire early, Matt, and others are just like, you know what, I'm happy with what I'm doing. This is my career is kind of part of me and what I do, and I want to continue to work. And there's a lot of factors that you talk about, right?
Absolutely. And you know, you talk about the longer time horizon. If you're retiring earlier, maybe we need a little bit more money up front in those first 3 years that we need to keep in shorter term vehicles. But that's where every plan is different and unique.
Yeah. And of course, people, as they near retirement, they realize that generally the government, they don't want you to retire early. If you try to retire early and you try to work, they're going to take some of that money, right? Especially if you're taking your Social Security, right? So there's there's a few twists in there. They're like, you know what, we'd kind of like to keep working, but there are people in a situation where they still can do that. So they can always sit down with you, Matt, and I'm sure this discussion about retirement Social Security is a big part of what you do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's part of every most conversations, and especially for those that are nearing retirement or certainly in retirement.
Sure.
No doubt. It's a big piece of any retirement pie.
All right. And as always, if folks have any questions, Matt, they can always reach out to you. You're in Phillips, you're in Hawkins, Medford. Sit down face-to-face, free initial consultation, Matt, and talk about whatever aspect financially of their life that they're confused about or need to work on. How can they reach you there, Matt?
Yeah, absolutely. Our phone number is 715-748-3231.
All right.
And I know you were talking about birthdays just before I was coming on the air, and it's one of our assistants, Angie Revex. It was her birthday last Saturday, so wishing her a happy birthday.
All right. Happy birthday to you, Angie. Matt, always good to talk to you. We'll check in again next Tuesday.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Matthew Krieger, Pioneer Financial Consultants. Check him out at pioneer-financial.net. And every Tuesday, we talk with him about different various aspects of your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Morning, Zoe!
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping when they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Sildana.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly.
At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
With 24-monthly bill credits on experience beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel. Finance agreement. iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99 and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Has selling your property been on your mind? Work with United Country Real Estate, the most innovative rural real estate brokerage in the country. For 100 years, United Country has been the leader in land, waterfront, and rural property sales. When it comes to selling your northern Wisconsin home, land, or business, leverage our local expertise and United Country's 100 years of national marketing innovation to guarantee broader exposure for your property. Connect with Matt Schultz on Facebook at United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Properties or by visiting ucnorthernwisconsin.com.
Hi, I'm Chef Franklin Becker. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injections 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Talk a little Logger football coming up with Coach Precor in just a